they're going to have to move out of the Exxon, and they're going to start renting these little efficiency apartments to people that's retired, pensioners, and all that. And they're going to have a little efficiency apartment, like a little kitchenette, bedroom, and a shower. And it's going to be pretty reasonable. So if they do that, they're going to start moving out of here. You see, they're doing it back at the Delta Tower. If your pension doesn't come to, say, around $6,000 a year, a single person, well, you can go back there and they'll, the government will put the difference to it so you can get a nice place. So, I went back there, but I don't think I'd want to be that far back. I like it out in this part of the town, but I don't know, it's got its conveniences there. I mean, you can get on a streetcar, go downtown or uptown, and, go out there in a nice restaurant. You see, it'd be nice out there, had a nice cafeteria in here. Now, that would really be the thing, because most of the men have to go out and eat. Well, you can make your little, they got these little vending machines in the back, but you know you can't live off of those things. They got coffee and milk and cake, but I don't, I go out in the morning, I eat my breakfast, and I go to McKenzie's up there. Well, they got an old gentleman upstairs, he's pretty sick. Well, I stay close to him pretty much, because I usually go out and get him some food, and, you know, see that he's taken care of, and then I'll come back and I'll bring him some coffee, and he's an old riverboat man. He's been—he's 73 years old. But you ought to see him. He's got a picture upstairs, and he's got a catfish that he caught out there in the river. The catfish weighs 110 pounds. You ought to see that picture. That catfish has got a head on it that big, and he's got it in between his legs and his all like that. He was a big, powerful man. But you ought to see him. The man right now, he weighs about 190 pounds. And he's all crippled up with arthritis, and that's what I say, I usually look in on him about every 2 or 3 hours, see if he needs anything. And he's got books up there, he loves to read, and I'll bet you he's got any subject that you mention, he's got the books up there. He's got a rack, it runs from here to here. Well, he's got a couple of $1,000 worth of books. What, your little automobile, what kind of car you have?
Red.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, you get around with that. I had a beautiful little Cutlass, man, I tell you. I'm going to try and get me a little small car like that because, I don't mind riding the street cars and the buses. Man, the way they drive those things, man, you got to really be on your toes, man, because they jerk them things, and they wait until they get right to the corner, boy, and they're throwing that steer. And it's dangerous, man, believe me. And some of these people, right now, you see, you got a lot of tourists in town. They ride these streetcars, you know, they like to ride this belt. They go up to St. Charles, and it goes around to Calton Avenue in Claiborne, and then it comes on back. But before, it used to make the whole belt. It used to go all the way around on Calton Avenue and come out Tulane Avenue, cut back down on Canal, and come all the way back up to St. Charles and go all the way around. It used to be one big, boy, that was a beautiful ride for 7 cents. But right now, it's 30 cents. You know, that's one thing about this city. A telephone call is only a nickel. You know, you don't get that in many cities. And then you got the fare on the trolleys and the buses. That's pretty reasonable, 30 cents. But you know, it's been a long time that the bus and streetcars were 7 cents. Oh, I care. I don't know how long they kept it on it. Then it went up to a dime. Then 15 cents, then 20 cents, 25. I mean, they don't have no squad there. But you see, a lot of people, they come from up in the parish, and they'll park their cars up there somewhere along the, we'll say like on St. Charles or on the side street, and they'll get the streetcar, the bus, and come on down to work. You can't get no parking spots downtown, so I think that's the best thing to do. But it's a corner where you park it, as you see, because plenty of those people up there, they got parking meters, but if they can get off the side streets and park, but then you have to watch the people that ring up the police. You know, it's a corner where you park. Like in a garden district, don't ever park in there. You see a garden district up there, it runs from Jackson Avenue to Louisiana Avenue, from Magazine to St. Charles. And man, if you got your car parked in there, and then you leave it in there, and say about 8 or 10 hours, they'll call up and they'll throw it away out of there. But you see, you got police running through there, and you got your...